The simmering tensions and uneasy peace between India and Pakistan have erupted once again, this time with India launching missile attacks on Pakistan and Pakistani Kashmir. Pakistan's military has said at least 26 people were killed and dozens more injured. Pakistan said it shot down 5 Indian fighter jets. It's the worst fighting in more than 2 decades between the nuclear-armed enemies. It comes 2 weeks after more than 24 tourists were killed in an attack in Indian-administered Kashmir, which India claims was carried out by Islamic militants backed by the Pakistani authorities. Andrew Whitehead is former BBC India correspondent and an expert on Kashmir. And Andrew, tensions between these two powers in Kashmir is not unusual. But how potentially dangerous is this latest escalation?
It's extremely dangerous because both India and Pakistan are nuclear-armed states, so any escalation could have really appalling consequences. India launched air attacks on 9 targets in Pakistan, Kashmir, and Pakistan itself overnight, and Pakistan has said it will respond. It depends very much on the nature of that response. If it's a fairly restrained response, it may be that under international pressure, both India and Pakistan will believe they have made their point and military action will abate. But that is very difficult to judge.
There is a long and complicated history between these two countries going back to partition. But maybe briefly, if you can, talk us through the wars that have erupted at different times between them.
Well, both India and Pakistan claim all of Kashmir. And since 1947, when they gained independence, India and Pakistan have fought 4 wars. And 3 of those wars have been mainly about and mainly fought in Kashmir. And Kashmir, which is high up in the Himalayan foothills, is in effect partitioned between India and Pakistan, though the larger part, in terms of population, is with India. And India accuses Pakistan of arming, encouraging and supporting armed Islamist groups who are active inside Indian Kashmir. And India says it's one of these groups which carried out the terrible attack a couple of weeks ago in which 26 tourists were gunned down at a beauty spot in Indian Kashmir. Pakistan denies that, but that is the trigger for the latest instance.
Now, we have seen concerns being raised by the United Nations Secretary General. We're hearing concerns coming from the White House, Donald Trump calling the fighting a shame, adding he hopes it ends quickly and so on. But with the attentions of the UN and the attentions of the United States being channeled at the moment towards Ukraine and being channeled towards Israel and Gaza, is the eye off what may happen between India and Pakistan, and could that add to further danger?
Well, I think the eyes of the world are now very much on what's happening in Kashmir and in the conflict between India and Pakistan. I think one problem, though, is in recent years, there were similar incidents in 2019. And on that occasion, the United States was very active behind the scenes in reducing levels of tension, encouraging Pakistan, for example, to release an Indian Air Force pilot that it had captured. And I think it's an open question whether in Donald Trump's second administration, the US wants to or is capable of playing such an effective role in international diplomacy. The US is very much more inward-looking than it was a few years ago. So there's a real concern that the international community may not be as effective as it has been in the past in just tamping down tension.
Is there an appetite for ratcheting this up in either Pakistan or in India?
No, I don't think either country wants war, but there is a political imperative in both countries to be seen to be acting in a strong and resolute manner in defence of national interests. So Pakistan, I think, is under huge pressure, the Pakistani government, to have some form of military response to the overnight attacks. It very much depends, as I say, whether that is sort of a token response or whether that goes for a target which India regards as important and sensitive, which again prompts India to have some further military action against Pakistan.
Andrew Whitehead, thank you for your analysis this morning. It's 8:45. More on Morning Ireland after this.